WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your pal Jake Carter here, back again with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life can get pretty wild sometimes, right? We're bombarded with information, expectations, and a constant pressure to be doing more, 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 more. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all that chaos? A way to find peace and joy even in the midst of the madness? Spoiler alert. It involves ditching the need for epic adventures and finding magic in the mundane. Today, we're diving into the art of finding joy in the simple things, because trust me, sometimes the greatest joys are hiding right under our noses. We've all been there. Staring blankly at a screen, scrolling endlessly, chasing that fleeting dopamine hit from another notification, only to feel even more drained and disconnected afterwards. Sound familiar? Ever felt like you need a vacation from your own life? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Joy isn't always about grand gestures or elaborate plans. It's often found in the quiet moments, the everyday experiences that we tend to overlook in our quest for something bigger and better. First off, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just some trendy buzzword. It's actually about paying attention to the present moment, savoring a warm cup of coffee, feeling the sun on your skin, listening to the birds singing. You know, those little things that often go unnoticed in our whirlwind lives. When you truly engage with these simple pleasures, they become mini celebrations, tiny bursts of happiness that add up throughout the day. Next, remember the power of gratitude. It's like a superpower, seriously. Focusing on what we have instead of what we lack can shift our entire perspective. Make it a habit to appreciate the little things, a good laugh with a friend, a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, and watch as your happiness levels soar. Don't underestimate the magic of connection, either. Sometimes, just spending quality time with loved ones, even doing something as simple as watching a movie or playing a game, can be incredibly fulfilling. Remember those late-night chats with your best friend, sharing secrets and dreams? Those are gold, man. Speaking of connections, remember the importance of giving back. Helping others, volunteering your time, or simply offering a kind word can bring immense joy. It's like this beautiful ripple effect where you make someone else's day brighter, and in turn, it brightens yours too. Think about it. You ever have one of those days where everything feels off? You know, that feeling when you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world? But then, something simple happens. Maybe your dog gives you a wet kiss, or you hear a song that takes you back to a happy memory. Suddenly, a little smile creeps onto your face, and you realize that even on the toughest days, there's still room for joy. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was going through a rough patch. Job stress, relationship woes, the whole nine yards. One day, I invited her over for a potluck dinner with some friends. We just cooked up some simple dishes, chatted, laughed, and played board games. It wasn't anything fancy, but by the end of the night, Sarah was laughing so hard she cried. She told me later that just being surrounded by people who cared about her, doing something ordinary yet enjoyable, had completely lifted her spirits. Sometimes, all it takes is a shift in perspective, realizing that joy isn't always about grand adventures or expensive gifts. It's about savoring those everyday moments, appreciating the little things, and connecting with the people who matter most. And remember, you deserve to feel joy, even on the toughest days. So, What can you do today to tap into that joy? Take a few deep breaths, be present in this moment, and maybe try something new. Bake a cookie from scratch, call a friend just to say hi, or simply take a walk in nature and listen to the sounds around you. You might be surprised at how much happiness can be found in the simplest of things. Go out there, embrace the mundane, and discover the magic hidden in your everyday life. Keep it real, keep it joyful, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.